This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my co-host James Haskell. And this episode, as always, is brought to us by who, Jimbo?
Bet Online. Ladies and gentlemen, we have worked with a number of really awesome partners, but we're really excited to work with Bet Online. First of all, because it's your number one source for this time of year, NBA and NHL playoffs. The NBA playoffs, as Glenn and I were talking about before, have been absolutely insane. A lot of exciting stuff going on both sides of the bracket. Every stat, every matchup, live odds while the games are being played. So make sure you go check it out. The really cool thing is when the game's over, head over to the online casino that they have, get in a game of blackjack, poker, unwind with one of their 150 slot games. There's a ton of stuff you can do over there. So go ahead and head over to the website today and look, get in on the action. Make sure when you do so, you use the promo code Bleav. That's B-L-E-A-V, Bleav, B-L-E-A-V, B-L-E-A-V for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's at Bet Online. The game starts here. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. NBA playoffs have been crazy, Glenn. Just saying.
I mean, this Western Conference Finals is going to be something you have got to see. Can't wait to see it. But look, we're here to talk about Ravens football, not NBA. So let's get right into it. This is why we're here today. Former Seahawks Pro Bowl safety, and of course, initially was drafted by the New York Jets, Jamal Adams is visiting today with the Baltimore Ravens. This is courtesy, of course, of Adam Schefter of ESPN. We knew the Ravens had some interest in getting a third safety in here after Geno Stone, who had really a breakout season his final year and signed a lucrative contract with the Cincinnati Bengals, left a bit of an absence. And yeah, we have two great safeties. In fact, I think the position group was rated the number one group of safeties in the National Football League with the combination of Marcus Williams and Kyle Hamilton. But there's pretty clear that they like to run three safety sets and allow Kyle Hamilton to be that guy. They move around that chess piece. Mm-hmm. So they kick in the tires and seeing what Jamal Adams has got left in the tank after really an injury riddled last couple seasons with Seattle. When you saw the news, Jimbo, that Jamal Adams was visiting, what were your initial thoughts and what's your take on the fit here?
Yeah, you know, I have mixed feelings about Jamal Adams. Obviously, he's been productive in the past, but I think he's got some limitations to his game. Mm-hmm. And look, we're not asking him to do everything, right? Like, we're not asking him to be our number one safety and things like that. But he's also, if I'm not mistaken, and either of you correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's had some health issues. As you age up, as you continue to compile, you know, health issue on health issue, it makes me a little concerned, especially with his style of play. All that being said, he's an impactful player. You know, he was the number six pick for a reason. He's a passionate player. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern. So like, I think there's a lot of positives. I think there's more positives than negatives. My biggest concern, Glenn, is that he seems to have worn out his welcome at his last two stops, right? Like, he got the big extension from Seattle, but only after he burned the house down in New York, right, with the Jets. Now, you could say it's the Jets, right, and they were absolute dumpster fire. Can you blame him? But it's the same thing seemed to have happened to an extent in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So that's my biggest concern. It really doesn't have to do with his age, injuries, or his production, because I think that if there's enough there that there's upside. But I worry about him rocking the boat from a culture standpoint. It makes me a little concerned.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
I saw some fans saying this could be Earl Thomas 2.0. And I'm sure a lot of that is the familiarity with the team, but let's hope it wouldn't get that bad. But yeah, I mean, I remember Jamal Adams when he was all pro. I mean, this guy was a guy that could get you a bunch of interceptions. I mean, not a bunch, but he'd get you a couple picks. But I mean, really was an asset in the box, you know, as that in-box safety, similarly to where we see Kyle Hamilton make a lot of his splash plays. He's a great blitzer. In fact, his first season in Seattle, I'd argue he was their best blitzer on their entire team and maybe their best pass rusher, which is funny enough because he's a safety, but he has natural pass rush moves and ability. He had 9.5 sacks in his first season with Seattle, and that's from the safety position. So there's no doubt he would add value as an in-the-box safety, but the question is that what they're really looking for? Is that what the Ravens really need? Because that's not what Geno was. That's not the role that, you know, is seemingly empty right now. Is more of a guy who can play on the back end of the defense and you know, kind of help in the back end in the deep third where Kyle Hamilton hasn't made a lot of his plays. His plays have been up near the line of scrimmage. So That's the big question: is there really even a fit here? Now, I guess my take on the fit, if you just kind of take out the injury issues, is I don't see. Here's the thing. Like, so he's an in-the-box safety. So you're not going to likely put both him and Kyle Hamilton down there. So you're kind of taking Kyle out of a role in which helped him win all pro honors as a safety. So that's not something I love. So the way I look at the way he would get on the field is really just as like your linebacker in the dime coverage. But Roquan is your linebacker in dime, like, and he's that good where he's not a coverage liability, and he has the speed and athleticism to run with these tight ends and backs and all that. So I just don't see where he would necessarily fit in. Not that he can't play deep, but that's just not where he's most valuable. So that's one part. But also, Jimmy, you're right. I mean, he's been hurt a ton. I mean, He played one game in 2022, and he played 9 games out of the 17 last year. And even when he had his best game or best moments with Seattle, he only played in as many as 12 games in any season there. So I just worry that he's just too banged up. Don't see the fit. So a lot of people, some are suggesting that this is just some posturing by the Ravens, and that maybe they're just bringing him in to get a better look or to entice or influence some of the other safeties who they may actually want to come here. Guys like Eddie Jackson, who I think would fit the role of Geno Stone, and he would fit the culture. He's a friend of Roquan Smith, a guy who's played with him in Chicago, and those guys seemingly have a good relationship. He's 30, so he is a little bit older than Jamal Adams, who's only 28. But man, I just don't see it, man. I don't see the fit, and I don't see, from an injury standpoint, you know, a very likely scenario where he signs here. But he is visiting, so there's that.
Yeah, and the other thing I will say, I know that people say this could be Earl Thomas 2.0, and say what you want about Earl Thomas as a dude, but I don't think Jamal Adams is Earl Thomas as a football player. As good as Jamal Adams has been, like Earl Thomas – on the field, people are talking about him as a Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, for sure. He's got to be.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I know the whole, everything that's happened off field has obviously disparaged him as a human, but just talking about a football player, you know, we're not bringing in Earl Thomas, right? Like, right. You know.
No, you're right. Yeah. So I would like to have – I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, blitzing off the edge and playing up in that short role, especially in passing situations. But what do you think the likelihood he'd even be on the field very many
times? Right, that's the other thing too, man. I mean, the numbers just don't look good. And his style of play doesn't help.
Yeah, he's a physical guy. Likes to, again, be down by the line of scrimmage where the bigger guys are. He's not a deep third safety where typically you're engaging with wide receivers, maybe tight ends, but down in the box, you're dealing with, you know, offensive tackles, pulling guards and fullbacks like Pat Ricard. And that's a lot to handle when you're not the biggest guy.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that, like I said, I mean, I think there are a bit more positives than negatives when evaluating the player as objectively as I can, but I'm hopeful that you're right, that they're just doing a little bit of posturing here and sending out a signal to the other guys that, hey, we are, you know, we're looking for a safety. You talked about Eddie Jackson and there's some other guys sitting out there, of course, you know, Justin Simmons and others. Who may be, like you said, a better fit. And so it's going to be really exciting to see how this rounds out. But look, Eric DaCosta said it, right? And Ozzie used to say it, season doesn't start till September. You know, now we got an early one this year because we got Thursday night, of course, but still September. So yeah, there's a lot of time and we'll see what happens, but do you think that they bring in a safety, whoever it may be, prior to training camp, or do you think they end up with a training camp signing?
Well, I think they have, I mean, prior to training camp, maybe that's, I'd say at the very latest by the start of training camp. Now I say that knowing that we signed impactful players well after that last season with Van Noy and all those guys, but I really think that they're going to want to get a guy in here as soon as possible. And it's pretty clear they want to add a safety. I mean, they keep bringing guys in. There's too much smoke around this position to think that this is, you know, not something that they're hell bent on getting. Do you find it at all an indictment? Because some people are saying that this is an indictment on the skill set of a guy like Kyle Hamilton, that they even are addressing that this is a need. Like some people are saying, you got Marcus Williams and Kyle Hamilton, you shouldn't even be looking at safeties. Like, no. We have this amount of money. Why are you going to spend it on a position when we already have two great players?
No, I think there's two things that are important. One, you have to plan for contingencies. So if you go from Kyle Hamilton, you know, I'm going to knock on some wood here, but if he gets hurt, or let's talk about the guy who's been more recently injured, right? Marcus Williams, then you're going from Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams to Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington. No knock on Ardarius. Ardarius played well last year when he was on the field. He played admirably. Also had injury issues, right? So we need contingencies, number one. Number two, is that the more you can be multiple in your defense, it's just exciting. I think it just allows Kyle to do more. I don't think you limit him, but if you have three guys on the field, you unlock him, right? Like, that's kind of the way, not that it needs to happen, but I think you can get more out of him as you can kind of play the shell game with these three guys, right? And make things look different, or excuse me, look the same, but be totally different. So I think that's what it's really about. I don't think it's an indictment on Kyle Hamilton at all. And I don't think he sees it that way either. We need the depth. We need the guys, period, right? We can't go from that to an undrafted rookie. Like, I know you like the guy out of Maryland, but he's already in a walking boot, if I'm not mistaken.
Not a good start.
You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, we need something there. I don't think it's an indictment on Kyle Hamilton at all. And I don't think he takes it that way.
No, not at all. I saw some rumblings, so I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as Jamal Adams, don't see it as a fit. And am scared of the history, recent history of injuries. So I would be out on that. But look, if they bring him in, I'm certain that they'll find a role for him. But I got to imagine that that, you know, this could just be just a tryout, just to see what the guys got. And let's hope that they get a guy who maybe fits the skill set they're looking for. But let us know what you guys think. I mean, are we off on this? Do you want Jamal Adams in here? Do you think he would be a good fit? If so, you know, what do you see his role being? We'd love to certainly interact in the comments, and we'll talk soon.
See ya.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.